Okay, there we are. Name is Bob, Bill Bob. Yeah, we have a combination of both. The nuclear plants and fossil fuel plants, but now with new electrostatic precipitators, they have very good burning coal, and they don't have much, smoke come out of these plants anymore. But we have abundance of coal mines around here in Indiana, so we still use fossil fuels. And now they're converting left and right to gas.
But, node 5,
they have gas
1,
turbines now,
2,
and,
5, 3,
someday,
7,
pull,
time
thing,
out.
A coal out of gas, what are we going to do? I don't know. I guess we have windmills in our backyard, Randy.
Yeah, you know, it's ever-changing, you know, our demographics, the old ways, they've been great to us over the years, but now they have to change for whatever reason, and that sort of thing. So, and we've got two natural gas, actually three in the province, natural gas power plants. And that's where I used to work. I used to work at the natural gas distribution systems, looking at the town's distribution for utility. And I really enjoyed working for that company. And well, like I said, it's been 37 years there, so must have liked it somewhat. But it was an interesting career I had. But it's in my back window now. So things have changed so much. I've been off work for a few years, and I can't. The guys are telling me that I talk to my coworkers and so forth, how much has changed and how they do things differently now. And man, I'd have to go all back to school again to learn it all over again. Hi. Man, I tell you, how things change, so fast. When you're working, it's kind of gradual, but when you're not, you get to fall behind pretty fast. So, changing everything the way we used to do things, for whatever reasons, lots to do with safety, lots to do with financial, all that sort of thing. So, money's always an issue. Anyways, back to you, Bob.
Top of the morning to you, gentlemen.
Top of the morning to you, too, as well. We got Randy and I'm Bob. Who are you? Back to you.
Oh, well. I'm disappointed, Randy. I'm disappointed. That man should know me. He should know me like he knows his grandson, Gore.
here 24/7 with us. That's all right. We've got several different systems that you can do that to, and some people bought two notes or two whatever, one to keep on here and one to browse around whatever they want to connect to. Over to you, Bob. November 9, Alpha India Mike, the 5RJM in the group.
Good night, Corey. I haven't talked to you for how long? My golly. Usually check into the net here in the mornings. I haven't heard you out there, V1CMD. Yeah, Randy, Corey and I go back many, many years. This is my first contact I had in a PEI. I miss the area up there. Someday when I have an eyeball, you always welcome me in the area, but when I'm in the area, he's never around. So, Corey, haven't talked to you since probably I miss Enos. I know he's a silent kitty, but good night. So, Corey, how you doing? And I'm here.
Yes, that's right, Bob. Yeah, well, nice to hear you, buddy. I hope everything is good there, you and the family there. And I know you'll be getting, you know, probably on the cruise ships again, and you'll be getting going. And I'm interested, you know, in the story. I remember the story you told me about the old steamship, you know, with the paddle wheel, with the real paddle wheel, which was pretty cool. But, yeah, no, I just seen this too there. And, yeah, I usually check in with the guys on the wake-up net. Bob, I usually check in there. I try to get in the morning. I hear you out. The DE1CR and that, I don't participate there. Bob, they weren't too nice to Enos. But, anyway, buddy, I don't participate there. But I usually hang around here with Randy and the guys. Great, great bunch of guys here. Great, great. Great group of guys, and they're usually connected in to Newfoundland and stuff here too. Bunch of different nets. Randy could probably tell you a little bit more, but yeah, me and Buddy and Randy and Tom and Kyle and all the guys here. There's a great crew here, and Emil and you know. And I'm sorry to leave anybody out, but there's a mass amount here, Bob, and then. Since we started the new club there, Victor Echo 1, Charlie Papa Romeo. So we're getting a few things done here in Cape Breton, and we don't participate too much with the other guys here, but we've been doing good, buddy. We've been doing good. The weather's good. The weather's good, and it's 24 degrees here today. 24 degrees, and I could take a picture of that fiddle for you. You know the fiddle I'm talking about. Yeah. But, no, we've been good, buddy. How you been yourself?
Well, Corey, the wife and I, we both had some minor back surgery. We have back pains. I went for a bilateral spinal injection yesterday, so we're sitting around doing nothing today. I got to pick up my car about 9:30, so I can't stay very long. Well, Corey, I just, missed talking to you. I was discussing we had about steam power plants and all that stuff, and the paddle boats, and wife and I just came from the cruise 2 weeks ago. We drove to a place called Milwaukee, got a small cruise ship, 130 passengers. We did a great lake, Oregon, Escanaba, and Green Bay, and so forth. So we are still cruising. Better turn it back to Randy. He probably went off the land side there someplace. Randy, pick it up.
Yeah, V5RJM returning here. No, fine business there, Bob. And again, welcome to the system here. And great that you and Corey catch up maybe on some old times there. So I'm going to actually back out of here because wife's ready to go to work here, and I want to say talk to her for a bit there. So I'm going to say 7-3s, and you guys have a great day. And hope to talk to you again, Bob. It was a pleasure. So
you there, Randy. And, yeah, buddy, it was nice to hear you, too. Sorry that you got to leave, but we'll chat, buddy. We'll chat. We're always here. And easy to jump in every now and then. If Doris is doing the nest, sometimes if it's late here, I'll get in and I'll try to get busy around trying to get some stuff done, Randy. But Southern Trees, buddy. And say hello to that better half for you there, too. There. Hope she has a good day, buddy. And, it's always nice to hear you guys. But and we'll pass it back to Bob there. Yeah, nice to hear you, Bob. And anyway, buddy, I hope you're feeling good. And you sound 20 years younger, Bob. So I hope you start to feel 20 years younger. Over.
Okay, 7-3 is Randy. You're still listening. Well, McCoy, I turned 83 2 weeks ago. It's kind of creeping up on you. All of a sudden, my guy, we're 83 years old. I can't believe that. But, yeah, and I've got to get out here at 9:30. I have to pick up my car. I went in for a front-end alignment. They had a car for 6 hours yesterday. They called me back the other day after I had the rear bolts replaced. You had the rear end aligned. I never heard of that before, but because you have things called snow and salt out here, you said that two bolts for they can't take apart. You're going to strip them off or so. What are you going to do? You're at their mercy, Corey. You know how that goes. Back to you, Corey, and 90 AM.
Yeah, VE1CND there. Yeah. Back to you there, Bob. Yeah, Cambridge bolt, or the bolts there, the cam bolts, yeah, on the back. I know what you're talking about. A lot of Hondas have that problem. But, yeah, the bolts are on a cam. They're off center, like a centrifugal, Bob, is how I'll tell you what they are. That's for the control arms in and out for your alignment, and that's what it is. I'll almost bet on it. I know I've ran into that here myself. And, yeah, they do go. They seize up. They don't use never seize or anything like that on them, but what should be put on them. Because after a couple of years, they won't work anymore. But, yeah, so it's kind of like an off-center, like a centrifugal. You know, the oil goes through like a can. That's how they loosen those bolts. You got to loosen those bolts for your alignment to bring the wheels in and out. And that's what's going on. And, that's a regular occurrence. I know Honda's really bad for it. Over.
Yeah, this is on a 1920 Impala, the last ones they built. GM stopped making the Impala. Only got about, like, I think 31,000 miles on it. But, oh, well, you know, you're at their mercy. Okay, I got to get out here, Corey. I know I can find you next.